Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 13th hour, haunted house, escape room, axe throwing, knife throwing, everything you want. And what's that powder stuff called that somebody wanted to buy on the food truck? Funnel powder cakes.
That was a very weird way to put it.
Funnel whatever cakes. It's called, the funnel powder cakes. Stuff. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
But welcome, welcome, welcome to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and we are joined by...
All three of you are joined by Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the Wicked Witch.
Yeah. I'm Dorothy.
Yes, and you kill people by landing houses on them.
Sure.
Yeah. That's who you are.
I'll take that.
That's what you do.
Right.
So we went to the greatest escape room.
Ever created.
Ever
There's
created.
No way, in my mind at least. And even if it wasn't themed The Wizard of Oz, I still would have said this was the most amazing escape room we've ever been to.
Yeah. And it's funny that we went to a haunt with three different walkthrough attractions.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit. And a lot of it about the escape room that we went to.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's yeah.
Literally, they're okay, so it's their newest one. They have 8. I'm getting right into it.
Yeah, that is the 8th.
That's the 8th.
So that and 7
so this
others.
Is 13th hour.
Yes. Haunt in New Jersey.
Yes. And they have 8 escape rooms.
60-minute escape rooms.
Yes.
None of that 5-minute stuff.
Right, right. It's funny, actually, when I first saw that there was, I'm like, oh, maybe they're just like those little add-ons.
Yes.
I'm like, oh no, these are like legit escape rooms, especially Wizard of Oz. I was like, oh, it's probably like, you know, like a cute little thing. No, this was like
legitimate
high-end movie grade stuff that was going on while you were in there.
Yeah. So we've been to, I don't know, if I had to guess 15, 20 escape rooms in our life.
Yeah.
In the 20s.
I'd say.
Yeah. And there's nothing like this.
That we've seen. Because-
nothing. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Like you said, this is like movie, Disney, Universal level
yes,
escape rooms.
Yes. So if anyone knows me, they know that I love Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And that I loved and still love Great Movie Ride.
Justice in Disney.
For Great yep. Movie Ride. Yes. In Disney World. In Hollywood Studios. And they took it away for one of the worst rides I've ever been on in my life. I love Mickey Mouse, but it's terrible. Anyway, I loved it so much. Because of the last scene, it was Wizard of Oz, and it was literally like, oh my God, I'm in Oz. I want to walk around here. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
This made me feel that, like, I'm actually in that.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, this is the closest thing that we will ever get to the Great Movie Ride.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I did.
No, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could, like, explain scene by scene. And,
yeah,
you know,
but we don't want to spoil.
No. I'm just going to say that your mind will be blown with certain things that go on. That's all I'll say. I don't want to say too much. You need to go do it. I know people say that about things, and we may even say it about things, but this is something, if you're in the Jersey area, and you or you're not, you don't mind traveling to it, and you want to do an escape room, you need something, just a night out, this is so much fun. And so this is one, but their other ones are kind of themed around the haunted house. So
yes.
They're like a little spooky. So
yeah, I'd say, so if you're really not into Wizard of Oz, you're like, ah, oh, that's not for me.
You should still do it because it's so
you cool. Should. You should. Yeah. You should. You really, really, really should. But there's also like horror-themed escape rooms
yeah.
And there's other
which I would like to do eventually
and,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after seeing this.
Yeah.
And he actually said that at some points, certain escape rooms have live actors in them.
Yes, and I know definitely during like Halloween time as well.
Yes, yes. And I think mm-hmm. after a certain time of the day and, you know.
Yeah. And what's also cool is that you can go on the website and book the escape room. And once you book it, that's it. Nobody else can jump
yes.
in it.
Yes. See, I didn't know that either.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's so great. Like, we have it to ourselves. Like, even if it wasn't Wizard of Oz themed, I'm super competitive. And I always want to, like, find everything and that. And I get super excited. So it's nice that it was just us and,
So it's cool. And I think, I believe you can have up to 8 people. 8,
yes. I actually heard him, I don't know if it was on the phone or talking to a person, you know, around the haunted house area, that he was saying they could split or something. I just remember him saying,
And when you say him, we're talking about Steve.
Yes, I'm sorry. We should have spoken about him first.
Who runs and owns 13th Hour.
Yes.
And it's their 13th year.
It is. How funny is that?
So how about that?
Yeah, and he gave us, you know, he did the escape room. He gave us a nice, like, backstage tour. Mm-hmm. And like, more of, like, story also. Like,
yes.
Like, how it all came about.
Really cool.
And all that.
So. Uh-huh. And then after that, we went and ate at Cheesecake Factory.
We did, which, thank you, Steve, because we said, where is it good? Because we had, like, time in between the escape room and the haunt. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, you know, we're going to get something to eat. Like, where should we go? And he told us about the mall right around there.
5 minutes away.
Literally. And he's like, oh, there's this, there's that, there's Cheesecake Factory. I was like, done. Say no more.
Yeah. Thanks.
Because we don't go there much. Thanks. But I love
No, we don't.
Chicken Romano.
Yeah.
I don't look at the 1,000 other things that they have on the menu. I get the same thing every time.
Yeah. But it's good, though.
It is.
It is, yeah. So, all right. Speaking of Steve, speaking of which, we interviewed him.
We did.
And it was like, he has a million, trillion, billion things going on. And I only know that number because that's what Powerball's up to. And that's what I'm going to hit Monday night. So, Steve, when I hit that, let's be partners.
He'd probably be like, of course, sure, no problem. Right.
But yeah, he's doing his thing there, and he keeps building and expanding. And even the haunt, they built like a new section with rooms and really cool animatronics.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into all that.
I was just going to say, we're going to get into it. Let's...
Yeah, even the escape room, I want to talk more on that.
Yeah.
But I want to get into the interview with Steve. It's not so long because he had so much going on and it was, you know, opening that night, the haunt and everything. Mm-hmm. And the escape rooms were open, running. It's all day. So that's something. You don't have to go at night when the haunt's open.
Yeah, you can go whenever you want.
Yeah, anytime during day. You can go at 12 p.m. in the afternoon, do all 8 escape rooms.
Right.
And at 8 p.m., then do axe throwing and knife throwing and then do the haunt and get that funnel cake.
All right,
so let's get to the interview with Steve.
Let's go.
And we'll be back after the interview to talk all about our experience at 13th Hour.
We sure will.
All right. So here's Steve on the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. So we are joined by Steve from 13th Hour. And Steve just gave us a behind-the-scenes tour of what goes on here. And it's no joke. Really, really is. I'm a little worried about going tonight. But so Steve, what goes on here that is like a million things to do?
Million things to do. You're not kidding. Everything has to happen and as fast as possible. So we have 3 haunted houses here. We have 8 60-minute escape rooms. We have glow-in-the-dark axe throwing. So all these people have to get ready in time. We have about 50 to 60 actors and another 20 to 30 staff with ticketing and security and so forth. So it's a pretty big projection.
Yeah. And we actually got to experience the Wizard of Oz escape room.
We did.
What'd you think of that?
Oh, the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I'm going to let Alex take this one over.
Oh, it was great. It was more than what I even imagined it would be. It was great. I don't want to give too much away just in case people want to do it.
No, we won't, but it's super immersive, super interactive.
If you like Wizard of Oz, if you like escape rooms, if you like just anything entertaining, like you got
If you like being blown away,
yeah.
This is the ones to come to.
Definitely.
Yeah, our escape rooms have won several awards for some of the best escape rooms in the country. Mm-hmm. So our escape rooms are open all year, and they definitely stand out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're an escape room enthusiast, you want to come here.
Definitely.
Sure, I do.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And there's plans to open up other ones?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in the works right now designing 2 more escape rooms. So that'll bring us to number 9 and 10.
Man.
Probably for next fall by the time they open.
Right, so it's 10 hours. That's a day.
Exactly. Yeah. So is The Wizard of Oz people's favorite? I guess it would depend on...
Right now it is, because that is our newest room.
Okay.
It just won an award for one of the best in the world.
For what goes
on in there with the special effects and everything. So right now, The Wizard of Oz does book out pretty well.
Cool. All right, so make sure you get on. And where can they book this escape room?
Any of the escape rooms, Haunted Houses, Axe Throwing, anything is at 13thHour.com. And that's 13thHour.com.
Awesome. And the Haunted House, what are the dates on that?
Haunted House is open pretty much weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights through November 5th, that Saturday night. Nice.
Cool.
So definitely check out the Haunted Houses. We have 3 Haunted Houses. Tons of special effects in the Haunted Houses as well. Tons of animatronics, rooms that spin. You'll have a blast.
Awesome. So if somebody wants to come here and spend a whole day, can easily do that, huh?
Easily. If you like escape rooms, we have 8. I mean, just with that time in between is 8 hours. We do get crazy people, enthusiasts that do book all 8.
Whoa.
But just playing 1 or 2 rooms, that's an hour each room. Our Haunted Houses take about an hour to go through all 3. And then we also have our hatchet throwing, which is 60 minutes per event of the axe throwing. So if you just want to do one of each thing, you're talking 3 to 4 hours. Yeah. We also have, for the Haunted Houses, food trucks here on site. Everything is under tents outside. So if it is raining or bad weather, we are open. And all the attractions are indoors.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
That's a big one.
And a major, major plus as well is free parking right on site here.
Yes.
Free parking. Yes, free parking.
That was big for us New York City people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. And so let me ask you this question. She actually thought of this. How many times a day do you say 13th hour?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. A lot. The phone rings a lot.
Yeah.
13th hour.
But we got to say, it is nice that you're the one that does answer the phone.
Yes.
And people can get right to you.
I answer the phone as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Right. We do have other people that answer as well at night. But
at least
usually,
there's somebody who you can get a hold of.
There's a lot of haunts you call, and the number
rings.
Right.
And
no,
so,
we make sure their phone gets answered. If not, we call it back right away.
Yes,
awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And quick, can you tell us and everyone how you got started in all of this Haunted House craziness stuff?
The Haunted House started, basically, I started doing as a home haunter, just scaring kids, asking for candy, and just getting cool props, and it grew and grew each year. Mm-hmm. And before you knew it, the streets were shut down. We're scaring kids up and down the blocks.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm spending way too much money. I got to turn this into a business.
That's great.
And here I am, answering phones again. 13th hour.
So besides the haunted houses, besides the escape rooms, besides the axe throwing, you have some off-season haunts.
Yes, we do. We also open for a Christmas event and a Valentine's event.
Okay, very cool. So tons of things all year round, and it's great. It just keeps the scares coming.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So 13th hour, how'd you come up with that name for the haunt?
Well, when you're looking for names of any haunt, you try to find something short, sweet, to the point. And being that names have been taken forever, it's hard to come up with names. So it happened 13th hour, for some reason, was available. I thought it sounded cool.
Love it.
I liked the whole twist, so I jumped on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And you seem to be ahead of the times on things. Where do you see things in like 10, 15 years from now? I know it's a hard question to answer, but...
I really don't know. I still see definitely entertainment not going anywhere, no matter what happens in this crazy world.
Yeah.
But I see escape rooms not going anywhere for a while, so we're going to stay on that journey with the escape rooms. And haunted houses are just fun. I don't see them going around, but I'm looking forward to the changes, if any.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be just jump out and scare them. Now it's all the special effects and technology, so I enjoy it all.
Great.
Yes. And this is your 13th year.
This is our 13th year.
13th year. 13th cool. hour, 13th year.
Year. Yep.
I like
and
it.
What could people expect coming for your 13th year?
You have to come by and see.
Yeah, I like that answer.
All right. We're super excited. Like we said, we experienced the escape room unlike anything we've ever done.
You've ruined all other escape rooms I ever do in the future.
That is the problem now.
Yeah.
We can't go to any others but yours.
Yes. Well, come here 7 more times.
I'm with that.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll send her first through the house. So,
and
but thank you. This is great.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
This is the place to be. It really
is.
So make sure you guys get out here just the beginning of the year, beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. So you have plenty of time, but don't wait too long because you don't want things to get spoiled and you want to make sure you get here first and tell your friends to be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Anything else you want to say?
That's it, guys. Just remember, cool. Want to get out here this season, 13thhour.com. Grab your tickets.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex?
Greg.
Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Wait, you made it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Because my eyes were closed the whole time.
You're so dumb.
I sent you first, my eyes were closed.
So always. I always have to go first.
I didn't see anything that was going on in there. Yeah. So that was the interview with Steve. Thank you for that. Super busy, but he still took the time out of his crazy, hectic day.
Yes.
Which his phone, answers 10,000 phone calls.
His phone is nonstop. And he answers it.
He does.
He's the one who is picking up the phone for the most part.
Mm-hmm. At least during the day.
Yeah.
At night when the haunt's open, I believe he said he has somebody else doing it.
Yeah.
But during the day you can catch him. And he actually takes his time with every phone call.
Yes.
Answers all the questions.
You know what? That caring about things like that, that's... Mm-hmm. And you know what it is? He's probably like, if you want something done right, do it yourself kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know? But that's why it's successful, is because he actually cares to put that effort in of like, let me make sure everyone understands everything.
Yeah.
And gets what night their tickets for and all that fun stuff.
All right. So we kind of jumped into a lot of the escape room in our day. But we did... let's go through our day.
Okay.
Our 13th hour. Okay. Let's start from the beginning.
Let's start from the beginning when we couldn't even leave our house because our kids were going nuts before we really
left. So even before that, so I woke up and then, and then the kids were acting craziness.
Yes.
For us to leave.
We could barely leave the house, but then we were able to slip out.
Yeah.
And we drove to 13th.
Yeah, and we actually got there like, our escape room time was 2 p.m. We got there like 1:52.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So it was,
Also, so here's one thing also as well. So they have 8 different escape rooms. I believe.
Yes, you're right about this.
Yeah, how many?
I think it's 6 and 2.
Okay, so 2 is in the...
The further building.
The further building, right?
Yeah, I think so, I think.
Yeah. First of all, you go there, it's free parking in a lot, which we said in the interview.
Amazing.
And right there on the lot, you have the 3 haunted houses, the 8 escape rooms, the axe throwing, knife throwing, and food trucks. And when you pull up to the right of the parking lot... is the haunted houses, and I believe, how many escape rooms are up there?
I think six in that
possibly. Okay. All right. And then in the back, there's the Vaz escape room.
I know that there's at least 2 there. I'm pretty sure it's 2.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I don't want to say definitely just in case we're right. Wrong. But there's some.
But regardless, it's all right there on the grounds.
Yeah.
We've actually been to other haunts where they have the haunted houses and the escape rooms. And the escape room is like totally different location.
Yes, like you have to drive 10 minutes or whatever, 5 minutes into it.
And people have actually gone to like the haunted house for the escape room. And they're like, yeah, we have the escape room. And they're like, oh, you have to drive to the other location.
Yes, yes.
So here you park, you go, and everything is right there.
Yeah,
super convenient.
So nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can really make a night out of it. It's
Our
day, you know.
A whole day, yeah. And then each escape building has a bathroom.
Yes.
Which is nice.
A clean bathroom.
Yeah, very clean bathroom, yeah.
And I'm like super picky. Well, and so are you, but...
This is very random, but the sink is super strong water pressure.
Oh, thanks. By the way, I actually am so glad you just mentioned that because I washed my hands. So you went to the bathroom before me. I go in, I wash my hands, and the sink went everywhere. Like, I turned on the water went everywhere. I literally was like, this goddamn guy couldn't tell me before I went in.
No way. No way.
And
if I'm going
to
soak myself.
Right.
No, but I mean, it's not bad, but it's good.
No. Yeah. But I was just like, you couldn't tell me that the water
better
pressure.
Better that than no water pressure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been to pretty bad ones.
Yeah. So then the 2 o'clock, the Wizard of Oz escape room.
Yes.
Super excited, super pumped because we haven't done an escape room in quite a while, actually.
No,
it's
long,
been,
like
yeah. I'd say like, yeah, has it been years?
We haven't
at least
done
a
one
year.
Since the girls. When did we do one last?
Yeah. Wow.
Yes,
has it been that long?
There's no way we did one since we had the girls.
Wow. Really? I don't know. I guess I just try to escape you every single day of my life. So maybe that's where I get confused.
You escape the room when you leave for work every morning, which.
Yeah. But maybe it's been that long. I think I could be right about it,
but I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. And this one, it really, I hate to keep repeating it, but it is like top of the line.
It is. Like they
just
put.
Yeah. Everything you could ever want or imagine from an escape room, it's that plus more.
It's funny. It's like certain things I'm like, oh, I wonder how they'll do this. Will they do this? Will they do that? And then there was even things I'm like, wow, they have this too in it, you know, from the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like they got everything.
So I'll say this. There's, yes, a big feel of Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
Right? And there's also a feel, which is crazy to say, a rise of resistance.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Don't say anything else.
I'm not.
I get it.
But there's a brand new, like, what the amount of money it took to build Rise Resistance. Like, this has
something,
a portion of it where it's like, wow.
Wow, how did
and
do
it
that?
Reminded me of it.
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even think of that.
So crazy, right? Yeah, Steve, I don't know if you've been on Rise Resistance yet in Disney, because it's fairly new, a couple years. But if not, I'll tell you what.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's things I'm like, but how did you even do that?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, we're not going to say, but it's amazing.
Yeah. And then I guess they call it, well, like, the Game Master. Is that what they call it?
Well,
like,
that's what some of them.
Yeah, whatever it is. But he was super cool.
He was. He was
super
very
nice. I wish we would have gotten his name.
I know. I wish we would have too.
Yeah, but he was super cool. And he like wanted, he says that the rooms are so elaborate and so cool that he wants to make sure everyone at least gets to see all the rooms.
Yes.
Whether you escape that last room or not, he wants to at least like help you through to be able to see everything.
Yes, exactly. You'll be able to experience it.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice because
it's cool. Yeah.
I would have been, we did get out with 6 minutes to spare.
Yes. Yes.
But I would have been so upset if we got to, you know, we didn't make it and they're like, oh yeah, there's another room and you're not going to see it, you know?
But yeah, a lot of it does follow the movie.
It does. It absolutely does.
It's insane.
And it's like, oh my God. Just the scale it's on, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not like any other escape room you've done where it's just like one, even two, three rooms. Like, it's not even about the size of it. It's just about like the quality of it.
Yes.
If that makes sense. I don't know. Just
it does.
Go do it.
It does. Yeah. Do it.
And I will say, we were talking about it and you said something and I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. It's almost like you're Dorothy.
Yes.
In it. You're in the story and you're Dorothy and you have to do what she does in the movie, which you pretty much do.
Yep. Although I want to say it's based on the book.
It is based on the book.
But which is pretty much based on the movie.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There might be one or two little.
You definitely don't have to read the book to.
No.
As long as you see the movie, you're good.
If you know the movie, you'll be like, okay, that's a difference.
Of course. Nah. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But if you don't know the movie, like, you know the movie.
Right. Exactly.
Then
no, but I wouldn't. To me, I was like, I'm in the movie right now.
Exactly. Yes. So it's based on the book, but it's pretty much you're in the movie.
Yes.
So, all right. Yeah. So like you said, we escaped the escape room, Wizard of Oz 1, with like 6 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. We got out.
It was
cool. And I believe that's like the medium level difficulty
of
that one. It's harder one stuff. But
it's funny because I feel like all escape rooms are like this where it's like, it's not hard, but it's also not easy.
Yeah.
But then once you figure out what you have to do, you're like, oh man, it's so easy.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's like the whole point is figuring it out.
And you're under pressure. And
oh, the best feeling though is when you're in the escape room and you're like, what the heck do we have to do? I don't get it. And then out of nowhere, it just clicks. And there was so many times where one of us were like, this, and where the other one's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Just trust me, just do this.
But I gotta say, you in this one at least, you did better than me.
I am
you did.
A beast at escape rooms.
There have been rooms where I kind of like took over, but this one.
Well, one, it's Wizard of Oz, so I noticed things, I guess, but I don't even think that's it. I think I just noticed like weird, unimportant in normal life details.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where in escape rooms, that's what's important.
Yeah,
so
very true.
I should go into escape room competitions.
And I will say, when, I mean, you as well felt this, but when we did escape, it was kind of like, no.
It's funny because I wish we didn't, like, I wish I used another, like, minute to just, like, enjoy the space.
Yes. Like, no, I don't want it to end. There was such disappointment that it was over.
Yes.
Such, like, excitement that we escaped, but disappointment that it was done.
Yes.
But we got to check out the other 7 rooms.
I really want to. I really, really do.
Yeah.
I
and
love
the other two that he's in the process of building now.
Yes, which I'm so excited.
Yeah. I wonder what those themes are going to be.
I know, me too.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to ask him, but I don't know. I also want to be surprised when it gets announced.
I'm sure if you wanted everyone to know already,
you would have
mentioned something.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see, like, when they announce.
I'm definitely excited to see.
So, all right. And then from there, it was like, what, like 3:15, 3:30. And then that's when Steve came and gave us like a ridiculous
VIP
tour.
Which I always say with haunts, nowadays, I want to do like a lights on tour of them. because I love the details. And when you're actually in the haunt, for the most part, you can't stop and be like, let me stare at this animatronic, or let me stare at this, the mask on this prop. Just or
any of the props, just anything.
Yeah, like there's one hallway that you go into and it's like a chicken coop kind of thing, and there's eggs and there's little like stuffed chickens and this and that. And I'm like, people probably don't even notice that, but it's such, and I would have, even if we didn't get this tour, but it was such an amazing, it's such an amazing little detail that like other haunts would be like, nah, we don't have to do it. But I love that they put so much like detail and thought into it. Yeah. That's, I think the big thing for me about this haunt, 13th Hour, is the detail that they put in everything.
Yeah.
Like I love it. I'm all about, if you listen to our past episodes, you'll know I am a very detailed person. Yes,
true that.
Yes.
And it's legit, legit, legit props.
Oh, that too.
The animatronics, it's like some of them I've never seen before.
There's,
it's crazy. All the haunts we've been to,
yes,
never seen them. Is the pumpkin with like the
you asked, you were like, did you get this on the like custom?
I know,
because where is it's this crazy come from?
Yeah,
yeah. And there were some too, like I'm walking, I'm like, is that an actor? Like I really thought it was, because it looked so real,
so real, realistic, real life.
It's the eyes.
Yes. Yeah. And then so he gave us a tour of the walkthroughs, and then he said, oh, do you guys want to check out the axe throwing room?
Yes, yes.
We're like, yeah, of course.
Which was so cool. I didn't expect it to be like a neon glow.
Yeah, it's almost of... like if you've been cosmic bowling.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's like
cosmic
axe throwing and knife throwing. And we did one time, I think for your, what, 30th birthday?
Yeah.
I want. Is that when we did a rage room too?
Yeah, I the rage room was on my 30th birthday. I remember it was like on the actual day. Yeah.
And then the axe throwing was the next night?
Maybe that was the year before. Maybe it was like my 29th.
Either one, whatever. Yeah. But we did an axe throwing for your birthday. And it was cool, but this one is way better.
Oh, this one has like a different vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the seven deadly sins.
Yes.
And each like...
Yes. Lane?
Lane is one of them. You know?
Uh-huh. And then there's axe throwing and there's knife throwing.
Yeah, so we actually got to try the knife throwing.
Yeah, and we've never done that before.
Yes, and I was much better than you.
And I always said, man, that's so easy.
Like, I know.
Come on.
Knives have to be so much easier than the...
Did I stick one? I think my last one I finally stuck. But
you did.
Yeah. So the ones that I threw that were like on target for bullseye wouldn't stick.
Right.
But then the one that was kind of offline finally stuck.
I said too, when they're like, oh, do you want to try? I'm like, yeah. Like, if it pisses me off, I'll just whip out a kitchen knife.
And the guy, again, we didn't get his name, but the guy working, it was super knowledgeable about...
Oh my gosh, yes, he knew what he was talking
like,
about.
Like, I wouldn't want to mess with him.
I said that when we left. I was like, he's who I would call if we ever got into a fight.
That's funny, yeah. He threw two, he stuck both of them, of course.
Like,
on
target.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, you could throw this way, you could throw that way, you could throw underhand. And he's just like, he knows what he's doing with throwing these knives.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like felt comfortable with him like running it.
Yeah,
you know,
because
he knows what he's doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You don't feel like you're just being thrown into knife throwing.
Yes. But that's cool too. You can rent out axe throwing / knife throwing cosmic lane and
and
do that
sin while you're there.
And sin, and they had like a, I don't know what that table was called, but it's like those things that you slide across.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's like a mini shuffleboard, tabletop shuffleboard. Yeah
I did.
That's cool too. It's just
Everything, I like that everything's like themed, like kind of haunted houses.
Yeah
I love that. I love that off season, and that's something else we have to talk about, but we'll get there. But I like that off season we can go and get like a haunted house vibe.
And then he showed us where the storage is for all his props that he's no longer using.
Beautiful, gigantic warehouse looking.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much, warehouse. And it's just all props from
previous years. And and like you said, his off season haunts. And
Right.
So, so they do a Christmas one, they do a Valentine's Day one.
It's a one day only or one night only.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Got to get to it.
For sure you do.
We actually said we always wanted to do, and we've done like one off season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we need to do them more.
Well, we actually did Six Flags, did a screen break. So that's off season.
Yeah. But see, that's off season, but it's like the same exact thing.
I know.
But it was still really fun. We loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So he showed us the warehouse and it was just so much stuff. And he said, which I agree with, he's like, I'm not just going to throw the stuff out. You never know. Like, we have the space for it.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well. And I'm like, Can we borrow some? Because we have an attic full of Halloween decorations.
I can't even walk up in the attic anymore.
And funny, the way you started was literally scaring kids while they trick-or-treated
at
the house. And that's what you do every year. And then he's like, and then I wanted to start this, and I made it bigger and bigger. But I'm like, that's literally Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
And his first 2 years, he was at a different location. Yeah. And now he's here. Mm-hmm. And it's 13th year. Look at him. Still building, still getting bigger and better and doing his thing. And from that point, we drove over to the mall 5 minutes away and had some Cheesecake Factory.
We did. And it was delicious. Yes. And the waiter actually totally doesn't matter because we're talking more about the haunted house and the escape room and all this. But the waiter we had was very nice. And he gave us free ice cream at the end, which, come on.
Sure did.
Sure it's rare did. These days to get a very nice waiter.
He was nice.
Even if
he
didn't give us that ice cream.
Yeah, he was just legitimately nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. nice and worked hard. And
yeah. Yeah. He did. And he was nice to everyone. Mm-hmm. And not just when the check came, either.
Well, don't get me started, right?
All right.
That's for an episode about things that annoy us. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and then we walked around the mall for a bit. We went to, what's that store, FYE?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and I bought a shirt.
Yeah, you bought a Freddy Krueger shirt.
I did, because I can't. And it was $10, so I'm like, have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wear it one day to a haunt, and I'm sure it'll be in a picture.
Yeah, all right. And then from there, we went back to the main event of the night.
We did.
Which was...
And then everything was turned on. Yes, I loved it. So I actually took a picture, which I'm going to post on social media. So if you didn't see it yet, you can go check out our social media. I took a picture of when we were there early in the day before all the haunt stuff was like kicked on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a picture and video actually at night when we were there and everything was going and screams and the fog. And
the lights and the music.
Everything. And, So it's cool to see like the calm before the storm. You know?
It's funny. It reminds me of two things. One, like when you go to a concert and it's like you're empty. There early and it's empty. And then
it just slowly fills up.
3-4 hours later, it's just the lights go out and the music goes on. And
I feel like we never really get to concerts that early.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be cool to get that picture like empty and then.
Yeah, it'd be cool to time lapse it.
Whoa, yeah.
Right. That'd be cool.
A venue should do that. I'm sure somewhere.
Yeah. They definitely do. Yeah. But,
right. Yeah.
And also, like, at a wedding, like, if you go into, like, the wedding and it's just empty.
And you're like, oh, it's about to be a party.
Uh-huh, and just wait a couple of hours, when all the guests are here and all that. So, All right. Anyway, so we go back to 13th hour, and the haunted house is up and running, and security team is out there, and there's some actors outside.
Yep.
There's animatronics to take pictures with. There's a bus to take pictures with. There's the food trucks to get food and stuff.
Oh, which is actually funny. When we were talking to Steve before we went to eat, kind of right in front of the haunted house, a bunch of kids, not kids, but like 20s, come up. I guess it was like 10 of them or so. And they come to like, oh, where's the escape room? He's like, oh, right there. You go in there. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. Ooh, funnel cake.
Yeah.
And we're like, of course, out of all the things you have here.
25-foot animatronics.
Right,
there's
right there in front of his face.
Yeah, big broken down bus with like.
But hey.
Yeah,
funnel cake.
Things hanging off it, and he's like, "Ooh, funnel cake!"
It was funny. Like, it was just like a funny.
Can't believe that's what he notices and stands
like
out to him.
If you see pictures or you've been there and you know what the outside looks like, you know how funny it is that of all the things that's around this person or anyone that's there, just be like, "Ooh, funnel cake!" But I feel that because I'm all about food.
Yeah.
We got pizza tonight, and I was very excited about it.
We sure did.
Yeah,
sure did. And another really good thing about it is that it has outdoor tents.
Yes.
So if it's raining out and all that, you could wait under the tent so you won't get soaked from the rain.
Right.
Yeah.
And once you go in, it's dry. You don't have to worry about mud.
Yes. And there were porta potties right there too. So you have to go.
And it's so funny because I was like, that's the neatest porta potty section I've ever seen. Yeah. I didn't go in them, so I don't know what they looked like.
Wasn't bad. I mean, we kind of went earlier in the night.
Right.
But
still, porta potties always gross me out. So, but I didn't go in, so I can't say. But the floor that they were on, I was like, it's fancy looking for porta potties.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's get into the haunt.
Yes, let's go.
So there's three different haunt walkthrough attractions.
Right.
The first one is like the backstory of pretty much everything that's going on.
Yes. So it's 2023, and you go into a time machine and travel back in time to the 1970s, the early 1970s. 1971, and you pretty much see this farm, and there was a hurricane around then, but you see right before the hurricane hit.
And it was in New Jersey too, the hurricane.
It was. It actually was. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's going on in this farm?
Hurricane Doria?
Yeah. So it goes during that time and you see what's going on in this farm and all the craziness. And there was more going on than met the eye.
Yes. So that whole first house, the whole first walkthrough is kind of like before the hurricane and like during it and just a bunch of that stuff. And then the second walkthrough is like the attic of the farmhouse.
Yes.
So that was cool too. And
you actually go upstairs.
Yes, you go upstairs, yeah, to the attic. And Steve pretty much said, anything you would ever think that exists in an attic
is here.
You'll see here.
And it's true. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely 100% true.
Yeah. So it's cool. When you really like know the theme of each one and the backstory of each, then, you know, it all does make sense.
But again,
sense.
I like the details of that everything intertwines and it's all one story and, you know.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And then the third and final one, the walkthrough. So you actually go outside and then go back to the third walkthrough.
Right.
And it's a pitch black.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which it'll always get me. And always. He says, he's like, I spend so much money on these other ones with the animatronics and all this stuff and all these props. And it's wooden walls and darkness.
Yeah, that's and what black gets paint that. Yeah, that scares people. And it's like, what am I wasting all my time designing a building for when I could just throw them in the dock?
But I think the other two walkthroughs kind of make that one even scarier because you're almost expecting that.
Right.
And you get total darkness.
Yeah. If the total darkness was just a standalone one, it wouldn't be as scary.
No, it wouldn't.
But
it really
after experiencing the first two, you're right. It does make it scary.
Yes.
So it is a great order.
Yeah. I feel like if you do that one first, it wouldn't be as like...
Yeah, it'd still be scary, but wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah, because you're almost on... Like, you know, you're going to like defense mode of, you know, being scared or whatever it is. But it's almost like you're a different kind of scared.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Darkness is a whole nother, like, my senses are all messed up. Mm-hmm. I hate the dark. If you listen to our phobia episode, I have a fear of the dark. It freaks me out. I always think that something's going to, I don't know, kill me, which is the point.
And I do like, you said it as well, when you go through the pitch black one, you get a glow-in-the-dark wristband.
Bracelet. Yeah.
But it says 13th Hour Haunted House escape room
after.
On it. And it's a nice silver souvenir to take home.
Yes. I said afterwards that it's nice that I was actually talking to Steve. I don't know if you went to the bathroom or you were doing something, but I was talking to him. And I said it's so great because it's like you get a souvenir. And he said that they used to do the lanyard type things. And it was like beads almost.
Right.
And he said it would take forever to like people put them on. And he said actually these were less cost effective.
Yeah, I could see that.
And they're cooler because they say it's your 13th hour. And it's really like, oh, cool. I'm getting a souvenir out of it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And one other thing I want to say, before you go into the first haunted house walkthrough, it's kind of like after the pre-show, I would say, and before you enter the first house, the lady working it was super nice.
Yes.
Yeah, she was sweet, and she was in character.
Yes.
And I think her character was like a sweet, like innocent, you know.
But kind of crazy.
Yeah. So she was
like,
cool.
You would like crack a joke, and she would do that like, she would laugh, but like make it a part of her, you know.
Yeah, so she was very good as like the face of entering.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh. And even at before you entered, there was like a scare actor in there.
Yes, yeah. That was fun too. That you're online and they kind of like creeped up the line and tried to get you. And they did get a lot of people on the line. And I turned at one point and he was standing like, I don't know if he was coming for me or like somebody else, but I gave him the stare down. I did the like, I'm watching you fingers. Like, the two fingers at my eyes and then pointed at him with them. And then he did it back to me.
He had the, I don't know if you'll remember this, but when I say it, you'll know it. Mm-hmm. But he had like the vibe and costume of the Strangers. Remember the Strangers?
Yes.
It was kind of like
a
potato sack on his head kind of thing.
Yeah,
but it's scary though, it is.
It is.
It's good. It's less is more, simple, basic, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
And he was getting people on the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, actually, that was one thing that I said also to him after. I was like, what I love is less is more. Like, they don't try to be so, like, in your... Like, the actors don't try to be so in your face, screaming right in your face, which I can't stand. Screaming every once in a while, it's fine. But when they scream in your face, like, that's not scary. These actors were very good. They were creepy. They didn't always scare the first person that walked in the room. They waited
for
their moment.
We noticed that a lot. Yep.
There's some rooms that you walk through that you don't know what's real and what's not. and they wouldn't get the first person. They would, you know, for the most part, from what I can remember, is they would kind of wait for like the third or fourth person in the line or the group and get them, which is what you should do, because then it's like your guard, that person in the line, the third or fourth, their guard is down because they're like, oh, well, okay, nothing popped out of them.
Yeah, so they're safe. Yeah.
Right, but they're not, yeah. Which I love because everyone's getting the scare experience.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
That was big for me.
And one of the best actresses in the house.
Yes.
Do we want to say where it was? I don't want to say a room because I don't want her to not get other people.
Yeah.
But it was in a room and she was holding the hand of something.
Same kind of thing where it was like, oh my gosh, is she real or fake?
Yeah. And she was holding a hand of something and like moving her jaw.
Yeah.
And it looked like she was an animatronic. Creepy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then she moved. Mm-hmm. And the way she moved and like, I don't even know if it was crawling, but she like bent like weird, and it freaked you out because you hate crawling girls.
Yeah, and she was the best one.
Yeah, she was good.
She was, yes. And one of the best things that they've done I've seen out of any haunt that we've been to is the misdirection of scares.
Yes.
They're
very good at that.
Oh, yeah. Steve sets that up perfectly. Yes.
Oh, look at this crazy animatronic. Yeah. Oh, my God, so crazy. And then from your right,
mm-hmm.
you get something crazy popping out at you. Or
and again, I've seen it done many times at many haunts, but this was just every time, just spot on with it.
Yes, but it wasn't like overkill either, though.
No,
like,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Like,
yeah,
blatant, like you're getting scared.
Yes,
by this person.
Yes. Not every single scare was a misdirection, but when he wanted to misdirect you to get scared, you got He executes
Definitely.
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Explain it. All you.
If you have listened to our haunted house episodes in the past, you know we have a segment. If you haven't, then we have a segment called Keep It or Kill It. Every haunted house we go to, and some other things as well, we always have something that we keep and something that we kill. We have to keep something and we have to kill something, whether we like it or not, which a lot of the times we don't.
Yeah.
But we have to. So we each choose one. We each choose a keep. We each choose a kill.
Yeah. So it could be the greatest, greatest, greatest thing in the world, and we have to find something to kill. Or it could be the absolute worst thing. We have to find something that we like to keep.
Yes,
yes. So sometimes it's tougher than others.
Yeah. This time, it's funny. I was thinking of this earlier today, and I'm like, what the hell am I going to kill? And then I'm like, I got it. I'm like, perfect. So, but I'm not going to start with that.
Okay. So we're going to start with the keeps or the kills?
Should we start with the kills, actually?
It's up to you.
Okay, so I'll start with my kill then. Fine.
Okay.
So this is not what I'm killing. I'm just further explaining because we didn't explain it yet. At the end of the haunt, you are led into a gift shop, which is...
Again, Disney-esque.
Hey, that's an attraction. And he is a Disney fan, so he gets it.
He is.
Smart. Mm-hmm. But...
Every good ride ends in a gift shop.
Yes, 1,000%. You've ever been on Winnie the Pooh? Right into a gift shop.
Yes, sir.
So... The people, the women who were working it was two women and they were working the gift shop, very sweet women, but around both of their necks were snakes, very large snakes. And I did not like it because I do not like snakes. Once again, go to the phobia episode. You'll know I have a fear of snakes. It freaked me out. And then they said that they have like 46 or 49 other snakes at home.
Yeah.
I ran out of this gift shop so fast and I said, well, I will not be coming to your house. And I left.
Yeah, I think they rescue snakes?
Yes,
or,
what is it called? Foster.
Yeah.
And then they get, I guess, people buy snakes.
Crazy.
I don't get it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Imagine going to the house and seeing all those snakes.
I'll pass.
I'm
good, bro.
I would cry. Physical tears would come down my face because I wouldn't know what to do and where to go because they would be everywhere. Do they let them just slither around the house? That's crazy.
It's funny because... In our phobia episode we did, it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And one of the questions I asked you is that if you were in a casket.
Right.
And you had to be in there with mice or snakes, what would you choose?
Spiders.
Spiders or snakes? Well, for me, I said mice, snakes. And I would choose the mice over the snakes.
I would actually, but like they're not snakes that can kill me.
Sure.
Like I would choose snakes over spiders.
Not me.
And that's like hard to choose because I can't. But I've touched a snake before, willingly. So
okay,
I haven't. A spider, please. I try to kill it and I scream and run away. So
it's funny. All right, so my kill. And I hate to do this because I really, really, really did enjoy 13th Hour. And the escape room, obviously, I'm not touching anything with that because that was legit and just perfect in every way.
Yes.
So we do have to find a kill, and this might be kind of picking on a little bit, but we got to find something. We got to do it.
It's hard, but I was glad that those women had the snakes because it gave me something to kill.
Yes.
And I'm killing this. Oh, but that's mean. I don't want to actually, I don't want to physically kill the snakes. I just don't want to see them.
There you go. Okay. So that first pre-show room, before you really enter the first haunt.
Okay.
So it really is one of the best starts to any haunted house
talk
that we've
about
ever been.
Reminding me of a Disney pre-show.
Pre-show, yeah. Legitimate,
Yes.
Like, really one of the best
ways. So this kill is literally a reach. So just...
Yeah, we've ever, you know, seen a start to a haunt. And it's just super impressive and just next level generation of what's to come in haunted houses.
Yeah.
It really is.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. I do think so, yeah. And the actor in it was on point.
Yes.
He was great.
He was very good.
In his role and said the story super convincingly. And the only thing I had to kill in there, and as much as I loved it, because I love music, and I love loud music, but the stereo system in there, it was so perfect for what it intended to do. But the only problem with it was it would drown out a few words here and there of the backstory the guy was giving.
Okay.
Not many, but, and again, because also he was talking to the whole group. So he would kind of walk back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when he was talking to other people, I kind of just heard the music.
Mm.
And, you know, I missed a few words here and there. Again, I was able to piece the story together. It's not like I was totally lost.
Right.
But I don't know. I just felt like the sound system was so loud that it was good, but...
It messed with your senses.
Yeah.
But I got you. Mm-hmm. I was pretty close to where he was, so I did hear him.
Okay. I was actually at the...
End.
At the end.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
So I think there were, maybe 8, 9, 10 people in that room with us. And I was either 1 or 10, however you want to count it.
Right.
So I was all at the end. So I just, again, it didn't ruin the story. It didn't ruin that room. I still loved it.
Right.
And something happens in that room where, once again, Universal, hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. I don't know. I feel like I would just kill maybe how loud it was.
Volume.
Yes. As he was telling the story.
Right. Gotcha.
And then from there, pump back up. So
right.
I loved it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does love loud music because I literally have to yell at him to lower the TV and music all the time.
All the time.
Constantly.
But yeah, maybe just when he's telling the story, I maybe kill it maybe 3 notches down.
Okay. That's fair.
But yeah, but other than that, I mean, everything else is...
I know, I wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, is super good.
Mm-hmm.
Super impressive. And I loved it just as much with and without actors because we were able to see everything. But then with the actors, it brought it all to life.
Yes, I loved seeing everything life, like you said.
And like you said, there were actors in there. You'd be like, are they real? Are they not? And there's one room to, I don't want to say when or where, but the actor kind of lifts his arms up and down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
he's holding something.
It's pretty much, again,
oh,
they
man,
seem like an animatronic.
It's so crazy. And it's I don't know. It's almost like a Where's Waldo game because everyone
what's real
looks,
and what's not.
Looks,
but that's what's so freaky about it because it's you don't know what's going to get you. And there's so much that looks so real that isn't.
Right.
So you're just okay, so that looks real. It's not. And it's funny because it's not oh, the things that look real aren't. And then the ones that are hiding, you don't know. There's actually, we said the girl, she was in plain sight.
Yes.
Her face was exposed.
Yes.
It wasn't she was in a mask.
Yeah.
And we were is she?
Crazy.
And I'm okay, no, I think she's real.
It's
but I'm
she hasn't blinked. She, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the escape room, keeping that.
Oh, I'm not touching anything.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I don't know if I stole your keep. What's your keep?
My keep was going to be, well, it's hard though, because I do want to focus more on the haunted house for the keep and kill.
Right.
So the keep, I'm going to, there's a lot I want to keep, but I want to do something specific.
Okay.
I'm going to keep.
I have something if you want to think, unless you know.
No, I know. Okay. I think right now I might think of something else, but I'm going to keep the free souvenir glow-in-the-dark wristbands.
Okay.
But
I like it.
Not to say that I didn't... I want to keep so much more, but that's something...
I hear that.
That I was that's pretty cool,
uh-huh,
you know? That's
uh-huh.
And not every haunt does that, so...
Right.
I don't,
no, not
to be honest,
all.
I don't think any...
Yeah, free souvenir to bring home with you? Not
no
many
chance.
At all. We actually went to one in New Jersey in Asbury Park, and it was a VIP, $200 VIP ticket, and it came with a t-shirt that you get... And guess what? They ran out of t-shirts.
Don't get me started
so,
on that haunt.
Yeah. So 13th hour, it's included in general admission price. That VIP, $200, ran out of it.
And souvenirs. That was, and this is saying a lot, that was the worst haunted house I've ever been to and that has ever been created in my entire life.
If you want to hit us up, we'll tell you what episode to go back to listen to.
Yeah.
So
if you want to hear. I didn't sugarcoat anything. That just proves I tell you how I feel.
Yeah, we definitely tell it how it is. And we let ourselves be known that episode of how disappointed it was.
Yes. And it was more of like, listen, if it was $10 to get in, and but it was, that's not what this is about.
Whatever. Listen. All right. So my keep, right? Mm. So do you remember what my kill was?
Yes.
What was it?
The volume.
The music.
Yes.
So my keep.
Oh, gosh.
Is the music outside of the haunt.
Oh, you're so funny.
At the queue line.
You did say that. You said not. So funny. You were like, wait, do all haunts like have music like outside? And I'm like, no, not all of them.
Yeah.
Some do. Some, I've heard it before, but not all of them. Definitely not. And you're like, that's so great.
I loved it. I don't know what it was. I think when we were there early in the day, it was like so quiet and peaceful and whatever.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah. And then we went there afterwards and we got in the car. And there's fog machines.
I love
and
it. There's
animatronics moving and lit up and music playing and blasting, like good music too.
Right.
Not like, I don't know, not like number
Monster
one.
Mash.
Number one, not club music. Because, I cannot stand when we go to a haunt and there's like techno.
It's funny, I actually
EDM
I'm thinking,
music playing. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I'm actually thinking of another haunt.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's funny. I could think about 10 of them and I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. And they also, weren't playing like, I don't know, top 40 music. Like, it was just so perfect to set the scene. And it's funny that I'm killing the music inside of the haunt and keep the music outside of the haunt.
Kind of killing the music.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying, but that's like
my
kill.
Yeah.
And then my keep, I don't know, I loved it. It was just, it's not different, but it was so different. It was like the perfect volume, perfect music, perfect just, setup.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was just great. Yeah. It really was.
It's those little details, I'm telling you. Yeah. That's what sets this haunt apart is the details that they put into everything.
And then obviously keeping the escape room.
I feel like that I don't even have to. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could have done an entire episode just on the escape room.
Yeah, definitely.
If I was able to, which I obviously wouldn't because then what's the point of going? But if I could break down, I wish I could talk.
Like step by step, room by room, So first of all, if you've gone to the Wizard of Oz escape room, hit us up.
Yeah, I'd love to
talk about it. If not, go to it and then hit us up so we can talk about it.
Yes.
Because we definitely want to talk about it with other people.
And let them know that we sent you and that Alex is obsessed with Wizard of Oz. And I wouldn't stop annoying you until you went.
Yeah. Funny. And also, there's another escape room we said. I forget the name of it. I don't know if it was a dungeon or something, but it starts with you being tied up and...
Oh my gosh, yes. He told us about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like half of me really wants to do this and the other half does not want to go near it.
Yeah, like they blindfold you and tie you up.
But then do you have to like figure out how to...
I don't know. Maybe they give you like a key in your hand. You have to...
But remember when we went to the This Is Real thing and I freaked out having to put the blindfold on?
Yeah.
I don't like not being able to see. Yeah. I don't like...
That's why you got to escape it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's so cool. I want to do it. And like I said, other ones have live actors in it and... Man, we got to get to the other seven.
I would hope that one has live actors in it to take off whatever.
Yeah. Or to not catch you, take it off. And if they do catch you, you're in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
Right. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But it's like a video game. It's so awesome. All right. Anyway, that's 13th hour. That is our day spent there. And what a wonderful day it was. It really, really, really was.
It was a great day out.
Yeah.
We haven't had a night, like an actual day out. That long, like that many hours out in a very
pretty
long
much
time.
The entire day and night.
Yeah.
And it was so cool, so awesome.
Nice.
And I'm glad everything went like how I would have hoped.
Yes.
So definitely. So Steve, thank you. We appreciate it all.
Thank you so much for.
And what a way to kick off our 2023 haunt season.
Yes, definitely.
So officially. You definitely set the bar high.
Oh man,
sure
I'll tell you this much. I'm not even kidding. I don't think I can go to other escape rooms.
Yeah, I've ruined. We've been to some really bad ones.
I know. And we're in it. We're like,
really bad.
Well,
ones.
We still have to. There was actually one in the mall and it was like the dumbest thing.
Do you remember it was in the mall? And it was actually, it was like when we got in there, you were able to tell it was like an old, changing, like fitting room?
Yes.
Yeah.
It had the bench where you would like put your stuff or sit or whatever. Yeah. And it had like a bunch of them. Like you could tell it was like a bunch of fitting rooms that they just opened up.
Uh-huh. And then one of the fitting rooms had the bench and they put like a, not a mattress, but like a thin like mesh on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so over the skate room. I just lay down, like tried to go to sleep on it. Cause I'm like, Alex, you do it. I'm done. This is just so aggravating and annoying. Yeah. It was so poorly done. And just like, what a difference.
I know.
What a difference. It's like, geez.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. But anyway, that's really it. That's that. 13th hour.
Yeah. 13th get to year. It.
Yes, sir. And we got to do more escape rooms there. Oh, have to, have to, have to.
We will be back.
Yep. And then they have the Christmas off-season haunt and the Valentine's Day off-season haunt. And also what I was going to say before is in their storage unit, we saw the props.
We did. We saw some a of couple them, at least. Of the props.
Yeah, some of them. So
yeah. And I wanted one of them.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's that. So once again, thank you, 13th Hour, for doing your thing and starting the season off right for us. Yeah. And looking forward to getting back there again.
Definitely.
So, all right. Well, anything else?
That's it. I'm sure as soon as we hit end recording.
As always.
I'm good. Yes. Every single time. I'm going to think of something else to say. But great haunt. Totally worth every dollar you'll spend there. Mm-hmm. You can get funnel cake. You can get a lot of pictures. People love their pictures.
There's a lot of photo ops.
Yep. There's free parking. There's so many perks to this place. Go on the website. It's linked to this episode and on our social media. Go to it.
We'll have some pictures up there.
Yes. Go to it. Check it out. Like, and go have videos. A day out.
Yes, sir. And you can go to Cheesecake Factory as well.
You can.
Right there. You absolutely 5 minutes away. All right. Well, that's that. Hit us up. Let us know if you've ever been there. If you're going to go there, when you go there, we want to hear all about it.
Yes, please.
We're fans for life.
That's right. And Steve, he's such an easy person to support because he's a very nice guy.
Yes.
Like, genuine.
Yes.
Nice
guy. He's one of us. He just loves scaring people.
Literally, that's how it started.
That's our story. And we love it.
That's our dream.
Sure is. All right. Well, when I hit Mega Millions, that dream comes.
Oh, well. Then it's much easier.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anything else? That's it, right?
That is it. Yeah.
All right. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Until next time, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.